Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Famed naturalist John Muir once wrote, "Everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to play in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul." Well, according to the Washington Post, Humboldt County ranks right up there with beauty, ranked second only to Ventura County in all of California. Second to Ventura County? Really? Well, to Gehenna Fire with the Post, "We who live here already know we live in a pretty place." As an example, the other day, my wife and I put on our bike helmets and pedaled up the trail to the Headwaters Forest. We left our bikes at the bridge 3 miles in and hiked the remaining distance to the old-growth forest, which sits atop a ridge overlooking Elk River to the north and the Eel River Basin to the south. I confess, I've only visited the old-growth a couple of times, even though I hike the Headwaters Trail around 2 or 3 times a week. The trees and flowers, forest, are all beautiful along Elk River, especially in the spring and summer. But when you make the extra effort to hike all the way up to the ancient trees, effort is well rewarded. When we arrived at the loop that allowed us to enter the old-growth forest, something magical happened. Gradually, the trees increased in size from big to ginormous. The height and girth and sheer majesty of the old trees almost took our breath away. They are primeval and daunting, those aged trees. The thought that they could have been cut down for financial gain borders on sacrilege. We stood and watched and reveled in the silence that surrounds these ancient living giants. It almost felt like a brontosaurus or some sort of creature could rise up over the horizon. I understand from reading the front page of the Times Standard and an article by Will Houston that there are plans under review to thin the newer growth in order to promote the more rapid growth of the trees that are not cut. It seems ironic to engage in cutting in order to return the old growth or old growth appearance when cutting is what destroyed the old growth in the first place. I'm not a forester or botanist, so I'll leave those decisions to those who are. But I do want to urge you to get out and see the redwoods this summer. Whether it is the Headwaters, the Lady Bird Johnson Grove, Rockefeller, Richardson, tall trees, or all of them, our local forests are a living and rare legacy that remind us of eons gone by when redwoods were in abundance in many areas of North America. Today, they are found only along a few special coastal strips in California and southern Oregon. I'm not sure why, but I'm sure glad I got out to see them earlier this week. And I urge others to do the same, because everybody needs beauty as well as bread. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.